Assalamu alaikum. It's nice to see you again on this last night of Ramadan as we continue on our journey of exploring the 99 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and bringing the divine characteristics of Allah into our daily lives to improve our relationships and our family life. The name that we're going to discuss today is Al-Bari'. The meaning of Al-Bari' is the designer, or the one who designs the form in perfection. It's very common for us to look at our own forms, to look in the mirror, and to sometimes question. It's very common for our teenagers, for our youth, to do the same. So how many times have we seen our teenagers maybe looking in the mirror and saying something like, "Ew, I have a huge pimple," or, "Ugh, I look horrible. Ew, I look hideous." And many times our response as parents is to brush that off or to say, "You're fine." But the reality is our children also pick up the cues from us in terms of how they view themselves. So how many times have we as parents, and particularly as mothers, looked in the mirror as well and said something like, "Oh, I look so fat today," or, "Oh, I hate the way I look in this," or, "Oh my goodness, I really need to lose another 20 pounds. Oh, if only I could change this, if only I could do that." Without realizing, these self-criticisms become the soundtrack for our children's lives as well. So that when they hit those teenage years, those years of puberty, when their bodies are changing, when their faces are changing, when their skin is changing, it becomes a mantra that becomes part of their lives as well. So we'll begin to hear the comments of self-criticism, the comments of how they don't like the way they look. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Bari', the most perfect designer, has created us in that state of perfection in terms of how we look. And one way to ensure that our children begin to embody that sense of self-love, that sense of self-worth, is for us to model it for our children. And even better, for us to model it to one another as a couple, husband and wife. So husbands, as your families begin to prepare for Eid, as your wife begins to pick out her Eid outfit, as your children pick out their Eid outfits, be sure to provide those compliments, to remind them of how beautiful they look and how perfect they are in the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most perfect of all creators. Wives, as your husbands put on their Eid outfits, as they, you know, fix themselves and put on the cologne and try to beautify themselves on the day of Eid, don't forget to tell them that you appreciate the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed you with someone that has their inner beauty as well as the external beauty. It's not just women who need to hear those compliments, but our husbands need to hear that as well. And even more importantly, our children need to hear it. So I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues to remind us all of how beautiful we truly are on the inside and the out. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows us to remind one another, our sisters, our brothers, our siblings, our spouses, our friends, our community members, of their beauty, their inner beauty and their outer beauty. And I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses you, blesses your families, and that He ends this Ramadan on a beautiful note for all of you. Jazakumallahu khair, and I look forward to seeing you all tomorrow, inshallah, on the day of Eid, as we continue our journey in understanding the 99 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Assalamu alaikum.